He's wonderful and great and excellent. He's precious and glorious. He's awesome. Our God is awesome. What a mighty God we serve. The God that is able to bear with man in their iniquity. The God that have patience with human beings in their shortcomings. What a great God we have. He created the whole universe, and yet he's not selfish in giving the air for man to breathe. What a mighty God we serve. Great God, you are wonderful this morning. We give you glory, we give you honor. Be exalted as you have been able to bear with us in our inabilities. Glory be to your name, precious Savior. Be exalted this morning as you bless our hearts more and more. In Jesus' precious name, we worship. Our Father, we look into your word. I pray you grant understanding to everyone and give them the grace to respond to it. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 20, I take a message from there this morning. The Bible says, I read from verse 32. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, yourself know that these hands administered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I've shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Praise the Lord. So I'm taking the topic on, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, Apostle Paul, in this epistle, in this write-up, made such things very clear as far as the Christianity is concerned. Because people were trying to do some certain things at this time, and it made them to know that I have not shown to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Everything about God I've told you both publicly and from house to house. And I'm telling you to take heed unto yourself and unto the word of God. He said, I know that many people shall come and start teaching something different from what is in the scripture. He said, but remember how I have warned you day and night with tears when I was with you, telling you how you need to stand in this truth. He now says in that verse 32, now, haven't heard these things. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. That's the first thing here. For if you will be able to obey these things we are talking about today, you must understand that you have a relationship with God and his word. You have a relationship with God and his word. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Personal. So, you need to look at the word of God. You need to look at God on your own personal perspective. What's your relationship with Him? Are you ready to get closer to God? Are you ready to walk closer with God? Are you ready to be a friend of God? So, we must all look back up to God's ways of doing things. Look at His own ways of doing things so that you can do likewise. God's ways of blessing His people from time to time, they are all written in His word so that we cannot be confused. Then, He said further, He said, which is able to build you up. Now, the word of God builds up a man. You know, evangelism's prayer this morning, beautiful. Some people are resigned spiritually. True. When somebody is saying the truth, I know. Some people are resigning spiritually. Some have resigned. I'm telling you. That's correct. The Bible says, He said, I commend you to go unto the word of His day, which is able to build you up. The word builds up a man. He makes you stronger. But why are people getting wearier? That's spiritual resignation. Why are they getting weaker? Which is able to build you up. And again, and it will give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. The word of God gives us inheritance. Spiritual inheritance and physical inheritance. That's what the word of God gives. That's when you allow the word to build you up. It makes you unmovable. It makes your faith stronger and stronger. Hey, receive it in the name of Jesus. The word builds up a man. It doesn't matter the generation. And this is what we must put at the back of our minds. It gives you an inheritance among those who are separated from God. When you come to Jesus, you are telling God that you want to be separated from Him. But I discovered that some people, they are not ready to be separated from God. Hey, bro, sister, check it up. Because both in the present and the future, this world will stand the test of time. It will not change. Among those who are separated from Him, the word of God gives inheritance. It gives you possession. It gives you spiritual possession and gives you physical possession. So, and he went further to say, I have not coveted any man's silver or gold or apparel. Which means, since I started following this God, I have not coveting anybody's things. I'm not begging people to give me money. I'm not begging people to help me. I'm not begging people to eat. God is able to supply my needs. He has been helping me. So I did not covet any massive man of God, because that is what is reigning in our time. When you people go into ministry because of covetousness, they see some people who have money, have car, they say, hey, if I get this person, I can be collecting his money or collecting her money. No. Praise the Lord. That's not the essence. That's not the call to ministry. That's not the reason why you go into ministry. I've not coveted any man's silver or gold or apparel. Even though those things, I need them, but God has been my sufficiency. He said in verse 35, yea, yourself know that this hands has ministered unto my necessity and to all that were with me. Which means, he was able to work, labor, find out what else can he do to supply his need. He was able to do some other thing. So, we must look very well. We must look very well. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. So, he didn't put himself at the receiving position. He put himself as the giving position. Giving out spiritual things and even physical things. Praise the Lord. So, and he went further to say, I'll show you all things, how that so laboring, how ye ought to support the weak. So, that there should be laboring. Because when we talk about giving and receiving, people don't know that
It is not just to throw something there and the thing germinate and produce. No. There is laboring. Everybody say laboring. I've shown you all things. How that so laboring, ye ought to support the weak. So you must labor. You must labor. You must work. Because you will not have anything to give if you don't have labor. If you don't labor, you will be there and be thinking that God disadvantaged you or Satan is fighting you. No. How that so laboring? The people who went ahead of all, they labored. Laboring with their brain, laboring with their hand, making sure they are busy. Praise God. Not giving excuse. Not sitting down and be saying it's because of this man or because of that man. It's because of that government. Oh, no. How that's so laboring. Everybody's laboring. So I've shown you all things. How that's so laboring here to support the weak and to remember the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ. Put in red, right in. That it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is an understanding that must penetrate our hearts so that we enjoy this God. So let's look at it very well. How is it more blessed to give than to receive? When you receive, that is when you feel, that is when you feel that God has blessed you, not when you have given. Yes. It is when somebody dashes you something, somebody gives you something, somebody bless you with something. That's when you feel that God has blessed you. But the scriptures say no. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Which means the idea of looking for who to give you is wrong. Rather, you need to look for where to give. Praise the Lord. That's the method. Because it is when you give, that's when you are blessed. That's when your receiving is sure. It is when you sow, that's when your harvest is sure. It's when you plant, that's when your reaping is sure. If you don't follow this method, you know, I discovered that people is because they don't understand this Bible. That's why some people feel that, oh, why can't I get somebody to just give me? Why can't I get somebody to just bless me? Why can't I get somebody to just come and dash me? Why can't I get somebody to just come and help me? That's not the scripture. Praise the Lord. Rather, where can I give? Where can I serve? What can I offer? That's the mentality. When that mentality enters you, then you are blessed. Then you begin to see things that you never can imagine. But man's method is that they look for who to give them. They look for who to bless them. They look for who to dash them something. But the Bible says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I told you this year that we must give more than ever before. Amen? If we really want enlargement and prosperity, did you remember that? You have to give. It is more blessed to give. Brethren, let's heal on. When you understand this scripture, I'm telling you, the situation in Nigeria, you will be above it. This is the method. You must be excited in giving. You must be interested in sowing. You must be on the giving side to overcome the poverty mentality that Nigeria government is selling to their citizen. You must understand how to sow. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. It says in verse 38. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met, with that it shall be measured to you again. It shall return back to you again. Give, it shall be given back to you. Therefore, as a man who really wants God to help him and supply his need, You must be on the forefront of giving. Be motivated with giving mentality. What can I give, Lord? I want to give my life. I want to give what I have. I want to give my talent. That's the mentality. More blessed to give. This is the way God lives. That's why he gave himself to us. When he discovered that, no, how can I save this man, this human being that are decaying in sin? He gave himself. He gave his only begotten son to us that man will not perish forever. And he gave himself on the cross so that he will pay the price of sin forever. But man is not ready to give. Man wants to be a collector. Man wants to be on the receiving side. And that's why the scripture is correct. That's why Apostle Paul brought it back again. I want to tell you the teaching of Jesus Christ. That it is more blessed to give than to receive. Because he himself was a giver. And to the point that he gave his own life for the salvation of man. So, you must be ready to be on the forefront of giving. The issue of looking for who to give you when you are in need is not the way out of poverty. It's not the way of trouble. It's not the way out of problem. Rather, look for where to sow. What can I give to address my problem? Praise God. Do you understand that? What can I give to handle my situation? Not who will give me. Change that mentality. If you don't want to die in poverty and continue to be a needy. It is more honorable and dignified when you silently give what you have, and God too will silently cause men to give into your bosom. Praise the Lord. That's the way his work. He said, we cause men to give into your bosom. The same measure that you give, the same shall be given back to you again. So that's how it works. That's how it works. So which means anybody have no room to complain. The same measure we give, that's what we receive. Praise God. Very, very important. As you receive, you give. As you receive, you give. Then at a time when your cloud is full, God will not cause a rain of increase and abundance to come your way. Amen. It will cause favor to flow. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It will cause favor to flow on your way because you have played your part. Just like he says, some people are resigning spiritually. That's how people resign in giving, because it's not easy to practice these things. So these are spiritual things. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, the Bible says in verse 3, it said, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Now, if the cloud be full of rain, in other words, as we are here now, you see rain has not fallen for some months now. Why? The cloud is not full. Until the cloud is full, then it will cause itself to bring that rain. Praise the Lord. You know, the reason why there is much rain in the south where you have rivers is because of evaporation. There is water everywhere. So, as the sun shines, the water evaporates. Praise the Lord. The more the evaporation, the more the raination. Praise God. Hello? You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. When more water go up, then more water will come down. In this side, desert, no much evaporation. Do you understand that? That's why in Babylon here, there's no water to go up. So you see rain will not fall for a long time. Heat. No much water going up. That's how life is. Which, if the cloud is not full of rain, it will not empty itself down on the ground. That Whatsoever his father say, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. So if you are looking at, this thing is there, everything is like this, and there is nothing to do, you will remain like that. Since nothing go up, nothing come down. Since if it's only little that go up, only little will come down. So we must understand this method. The earlier you fill up your clouds, the better it is for you. Got time and time, wait for no man. At a time like this, when things are tough in the land, only the tough will get going. Only the tough will get going. Only those that understand the principles, that understand the method, they are the only ones that will go up. There's no better way to silence the devil than to understand how to work against him. So you must be a tough giver to be qualified for God's abundance. What did I say? In 1 Kings chapter 3, you must be a tough giver. Tough. This kuye life is the reason why many people are not prospering. Because they are not tough. It's not because there is increase of Satan. 1 Kings chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 3, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Why? Solomon have seen David as a great giver. So he has to begin to walk in his statutes. And he was sacrificing in high places. He was doing more than every other person. And in verse 4, and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offering did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. Praise the Lord. So Solomon got to know this thing from David. So he go beyond David's methods. He was going to high places and sacrificing high things. And then God now say, Solomon, what do you want that you are doing this? And Solomon said, thou hast shown unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy according as he has walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant David instead of David. Thou hast made thy servant instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Verse 10 says, and the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon has asked this thing. And the Lord said to him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself, nor has asked the life of thy enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. You see that? Both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. I've also given you what you have not even asked for. He didn't ask for it by his words, but he asked for it by his sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Yes. By virtue of the sacrifices that Solomon was offering, he didn't need to be praying, God, make me rich. Or richer than this. Because he was already rich. Praise the Lord. Stepping into the shoe of David. And God said, there is higher riches than what David enjoyed. You will enjoy it. Praise the Lord. I pray God will do you good this year. In the name of Jesus. So the type of seed you sow determine the type of harvest you get. It's not just the volume of our prayers alone, but our type of seeds. One of the ways to cause promotion to happen in your life is for you to give until God asks you, what do you want? Why are you challenging me? What is it you are looking for? 2 Kings chapter 4. This was what this woman did. 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible says from verse 8, and it fell on the day that Elisha passed through Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned indeed to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God. We pass by me, us, continually. This was herself discussing with herself and her family. It was not Elisha that said, do you know I'm a holy man of God? Verse 10. He said, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. May you invite blessing to your house. You see how this woman was inviting blessing? By herself. Verse 11. And it fell on the day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. I'm not requesting for anything. Praise God. That would have even been an opportunity. No. He said, I'm not requesting for anything. I'm just doing what I want to do. He gave Elisha another assignment. Verse 14. And he said, what then is to be done for her? He now turned to the servant. What can we do for this kind of person? And Gehazi answered, verily, she had no child, though, and her husband is old. I have discovered since we are coming here, do you ever see any child running here? Maybe they are not looking for children, but the woman don't have a child. And they are old because she's not even interested in that any longer. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace the son. And the woman said, and she said, no, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. Can you imagine that? To tell you that she has forgotten about childbearing. Praise the Lord. That was not even her request, but you see, she has called for blessing by herself. She has used her hand to look for blessing. She has used her action to call for blessing. She was a great woman. She wasn't lacking bread, but she lacked child. She decided to take care of this man of God. And when Elisha discovered, okay, this is the problem, he didn't ask her again. Maybe he will still ask her. He will say, no, forget about that. He said, let me tell you, according to the time of life, about this season, you shall embrace a son. And verse 17, the Bible says, and the woman conceived and bear a son at that season that Elisha has spoken unto her according to the time of life. Praise the Lord. I say, may you call for blessing by yourself. The more you understand this method, the better your life become. The better. That somebody is teaching you how to give is helping your life. Of all that I learned from some of these worldly churches, giving, I will never forget about it. It's the foundation that I have today. You cannot change that from me. So the woman did not use her mouth to tell Elisha that she needed a child. Rather, she used her seed to cause heaven to ask her, what can we do for you? Should we go and tell the king that they should give you position in the government? He said, no. That's not even, I don't even need that. Again, I say this year, you need to stretch yourself to give what will cause heaven to ask you, what will we do for you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Before we pray, why must we give? When I don't seem to have enough, why must you be giving when you don't seem to have enough? Number one, the very reason you must give harder is because you need to have enough. It is only in more sowing that can guarantee more reaping. Praise the Lord. You know, that's the question every layman will ask. I don't have enough, and they want me to give. And they want, when I don't have, that's a layman question. The reason, one major reason is that you don't have enough, and God wants you to have enough. And the only way for you to have enough is to give more. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This is scripture I am teaching you this morning. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. He said in verse 6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. In other words, when you sow carelessly, you will reap carelessly. When you sow greatly, you will reap greatly. So the more you offering, the higher you go. The higher the blessing. That's how it is. Every man according as he proposes his heart, so let him give. For not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. That's why most of the time, it is not by coercing. No. It is by, just like what this woman did. What can I do? She taught it within herself. And she carried the message to the husband. And said, sir, I saw a man like this. I perceive she's a holy man of God. And she used to pass. We'll just be going. And he came to, maybe you're coming to visit somebody here. Or you're coming to minister here. We'll just come. Maybe we'll go back in the night. Instead of that, let us invite the man. I want us to invite the man. We'll make a room for him. So whenever you are coming to this city, you don't need to be going back. Just sleep in this house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that was what she did. And God remembered her. Why must I give even when you don't have enough? Number two, you must give in appreciation of the fact that you are still alive and you are well. You are not in emergency ward in the hospital. You are strong to move around. And if you were to pay for good health, you cannot pay for it. Therefore, you will give in appreciation to God. Praise the Lord. That alone. It's a serious matter that can motivate you, because you cannot pay the bills of some sicknesses that are all over the places now, because they are very expensive. Therefore, you must give in appreciation to God that, God, you have healed me. You know, this morning I busted at it to sing it. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Jesus made me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Are you a billionaire? Amen. I am a billionaire. Jesus made me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Oh yes. I am a billionaire. Jesus made me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Are you a billionaire? In the name of Jesus. I am a billionaire. Jesus made me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire. To the glory of his name. Make me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Are you a billionaire? Yeah. I am a billionaire.
yes, I am a billionaire. Oh, Jesus made me a billionaire.
Listen to me. Sit down. Therefore, you will have to give because you are a billionaire in the making. Hello? Give like a potential billionaire. Get motivated to give because there is an assurance of you becoming a billionaire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then if the devil asks you and say, why are you stretching yourself to give even when you don't have enough? Tell him I'm a billionaire. Do you hear what I'm saying? Tell the devil I am a billionaire. You say no, you are not a billionaire. Are you the one saying it or I'm the one saying it? Jesus has made me a billionaire. He has delivered me from trouble. He has set me free. He has healed my life. He has provided for me. He has made things work for me. Then I am a billionaire. Hallelujah. Somebody will be blessed here today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then finally, number three. Give more to drive away poverty from your life. That spirit that do not allow people to prosper. The spirit of timidity. The spirit of fear of failure. You can only drive it away by practicalizing giving in a hard time. That's the only way to pursue that devil. It's a spirit. You may be thinking the condition. It's not the condition in society. It's a spirit. Poverty is a terrible spirit. You can't fight it until you push the thing by physical practice. Beyond your imagination. Beyond what, it's just like what that woman did. Time of giving birth to children was past. The husband is old. No hope any longer. But you see, she pushed that situation away by her giving. Praise the Lord. Not by praying and fasting. That things are not enough. Yes, you are giving the little. The oil that remains in your bottle. When the Bible is saying that the destruction of the poor is their poverty, it is because it means that the person have accepted his condition and he is wallowing in it. That is why the destruction of the poor is their poverty. He has taken poverty as his own. When you reject that thing, it will no more handle you. It becomes you have accepted it and you are talking like that, and the thing will remain like that. Because your spirit have accepted it. That's why I treated the other day. You know, when we have that seminar last month and I refused to be poor, I see that some people were not able to attend because they have not refused it. Praise the Lord. But I have refused to be poor. I have refused to be poor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, you must shake the beast into the fire. I told you that the politicians in this country have structured the economy of Nigeria into poverty. They want to make the people poor by force. It's left for you as an individual to either accept or reject. I reject it. Yes, it's an individual affair. So, you see, a mudu of gari is 400 naira. Now, gari used to be the staple food, cheap for everybody to go. Ooh, go to some house, you will see gari. You can, for you to take 400 and go and buy gari, one mudu of gari, now, how are we going to do about it? So it's better to, let's even buy rice self. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God will change your condition. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is you on your own must decide as to accept certainty or reject certainty. It is you don't allow anybody to force a condition into you. You are the one to say, I don't want this. That's how this world goes. That's why you see both the sinners and the believers are living in the same world. They buy in the same market. The pastor did the same thing because it's individual affair. If you say no to a condition, nobody can force it on you. Whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian. If you say yes to a condition, not even God can say no when you say yes. Amen. Some people think God will just come and help them to say no. Never. Why did he help Lazarus? Lazarus said yes to poverty. So God couldn't say no to it. There's nothing you will get until you yourself decide. Apostle Paul said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let it enter your brain. Let it enter your mentality. That you, if you want to escape the hardship that is coming upon the world, acting Christ is getting ready to come and take over the government. Why? How? When the thing is so hard, they will invite Antichrist by himself. And he will say, I will help you. And because of poverty, people will just accept him. Praise the Lord. They say, hey, we don't see government when go help us. And you say, make we not follow. We will take. That's why you must right now, in your spirit, begin to reject anything that want to make you poor. And go and beg a sinner for food. Because you don't know where they are going. God will turn around your captivity. God will change things around you. But the issue is this. You must reject by your action things that are not good. By your action. Action, they say, speaks louder than voice. If your action shows that you still like to be poor and be struggling, that is nothing God can do. Nothing he can do. So you must be ready to give by your own plan. This is the understanding I want to bring to you. Make it a point of duty within yourself. I cannot be poor. So I want to practice the Bible that says it is more blessed to give than to receive. I want to be on the giving side. Then I will receive. God cannot even change his word. Praise the Lord. The Bible says the scriptures cannot be broken. So this day, God is going to shake away every poverty out of your life. I didn't hear amen. God is going to shake away every lack and want out of your life. Every shortness of sight or short receiving shall be removed from you in the name of Jesus. Because the world is turning to another thing. Only the tough. They say when the going get tough, only the tough gets going. If you are not tough to the situation, you can't move forward. You will just be, before you know, you start lamenting. I don't know why. It's because you have not gotten the knowledge. It is knowledge that delivers a man. True knowledge shall just be delivered. Solomon got the understanding from his father. And he started to practice something that shocked God. And God said, wow, let's even take you higher than where you are. This year, God will take you higher. I said, this year, God will take you higher. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Rise up on your feet. Jesus, make me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire.
I am a billionaire.
To the glory of his name. Jesus, make me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Hallelujah, I am a billionaire. Oh, Jesus, make me a billionaire. Oh, I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Glory to Jesus. And pray and say, God, I want to be a billionaire. I want to change my level. I don't want to remain where I am. I don't want to remain in the condition where I am. I don't want to stay where Nigerians are staying. I don't want poverty to handle me. I want to be a billionaire. In my spirit, in my body, I want things to happen for me in a shock, in a surprising way. I want God to ask me, what do I need that I am moving like this? I want God to bless me beyond my wildest imagination. I want God to enrich me. I want God to surprise me. I want God to take me higher. I want God to break yokes in my life. I want God to turn me to another person. A surprise in my life. I want to be a billionaire. To the glory of Jesus Christ. Satan will be surprised that this boy, this man, this woman has become like this. People are crying. He's been blessed. How? What happened? Lift up your hand to heaven. Say, I receive grace this morning to go forward. I receive grace this morning in the presence of God to be blessed. I want to be blessed. It is more blessed to give than to receive. As I give, I will be blessed. I must be blessed until Satan cannot understand me again. Until those witches and wizards walking around me, they will not even know what I'm doing again. I get myself out of difficult situation. Holy Spirit, thank you. Blessed be your name. Worship you this morning. Thank you, blessed Father. Oh yes, bless the people. Bless them, bless them. God, as they move according to their faith, surprise any man, any woman who have decided to do what will shake him or her. Lord, thank you, Father. Changes are coming. Poverty shall die. Holy Ghost, the people shall be blessed. Food is increasing. They will have more than enough. They will not beg. They will not borrow. Oh, mighty God. Yes. 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 Thank you, blessed God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Put your two hands on your head. I ask that this grace flowing now will flow into your head. It will work in your life now. This grace of change, of abundance, of promotion, of increase, of victory. Receive in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray that the hardship in this land will not catch up with them. The difficulties in this nation will not catch up with them. The struggles in the land will not catch up with them. Mighty God, as they respond to the voice of the Spirit of God, turn around their captivity in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God minister to you. Let His grace direct your life. Sickness will die in your life. Oppression will die in your life. Opposition, we bow down to you. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, this week shall be wonderful. This month shall be great. It shall be a month of extraordinary receiving. Extraordinary breakthrough. Extraordinary victory. Extraordinary connection. Extraordinary grace to walk with God. In the name of Jesus. Where your ears has been dull of hearing, from today, let that ear be open. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.